Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Sean Rocks, and tonight on Drama on One, listening to Hamlet, our audio pocket guide to the prescribed play on this year's Leaving Certificate examination. So what exactly happens over the five acts of Shakespeare's play? Denmark is an unsettled state as Shakespeare's tragedy begins. King Hamlet has recently died. His brother Claudius has married his wife Gertrude and now sits on the throne. His son, the Prince Hamlet of the play's title, is in a deeply sullen mood, still mourning his father's death and appalled at the speed of the marriage of his mother and his uncle. And to top it all, the country is under threat of invasion from Norway. The play is set in motion when Hamlet witnesses the appearance of the ghost of his father. From this ghost, he learns that his father was murdered by Claudius. Hamlet is horrified and he resolves to devote himself entirely to revenge. But revenge doesn't come easily. He doubts that he can believe the ghost. With the help of a travelling troupe of actors, however, he cleverly establishes Claudius' guilt and is thrown into a state of high excitement. He mistakes Polonius for Claudius and kills the scheming counsellor by accident. Claudius realises that Hamlet poses a threat to his kingship and his life and resolves to have him killed. He sends him to England on a commission and gives secret orders to the English to execute him on his arrival. However, Hamlet discovers his uncle's treachery and manages to make his way back to Denmark without ever going to England. On his return, he discovers that Ophelia, Polonius's daughter, whom he once loved, or seemed to, has died. She drowns after going insane at the discovery that her beloved has killed her father. With Hamlet back in Denmark, the play draws to its climactic end. Claudius now has the assistance of Laertes, son of Polonius and brother of Ophelia, in his plot to have Hamlet killed. Laertes is intent on getting revenge on the prince, whom he holds to be responsible for his family's double tragedy. He agrees readily to Claudius's plan to cut Hamlet with a poison-tipped sword during an apparently friendly duel. As an extra security, Claudius puts poison in a goblet of wine for Hamlet's refreshment during this duel. However, things don't go as planned. Hamlet's mother, Gertrude, drinks the wine and dies. In the course of a scuffle, both Hamlet and Laertes are wounded with the poisoned sword and they both die. But before Hamlet's death, he kills Claudius. At last, then, he avenges his father's murder. So there we have a summary of what actually happens in Shakespeare's Hamlet.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.